This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuehlener. After the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, many are looking to Congress and the president to enact legislation that will curb gun violence. But as Beyond November's Chris McDaniel tells us, Missouri's U.S. senators don't agree on what that response should be.
On Saturday, Senator Roy Blunt said stricter gun laws are unlikely to deter similar acts of violence. Later, he told the Kansas City Star that he would vote against anything that negatively impacts the Second Amendment and that federal gun laws won't change anytime soon. On a conference call with reporters on Wednesday, Blunt admitted that he was too quick in that assessment, but did not step back from those comments.
I know everybody wants to talk about this before we get the information we need. I'm a supporter of the Constitution, and that means all of the amendments.
Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, meanwhile, told reporters that she supports a ban on assault weapons. Chris McDaniel, Beyond November.
More than two dozen Missouri lawmakers are backing legislation that would allow teachers and administrators with concealed gun permits to carry weapons in schools. The legislation comes after 20 students and six adults were killed by a shooter at a Connecticut elementary school last week. The Missouri bill is sponsored by Republican Representative Mike Kelly of Lamar and is supported by top lawmakers. Kelly's 24 co-sponsors include House Speaker Tim Jones and Majority Leader John Deal. Missouri law currently prohibits concealed guns at schools unless approved by the local school board or a school official. Earlier this week, Republican Representative Stanley Cox of Sedalia suggested people might think twice about attacking schools if they knew teachers or administrators could be carrying guns. An Army Corps of Engineer official says crews scooping out Mississippi River bedrock in southern Illinois are making steady progress. Corps Programs Director Edward Belk says 39 cubic yards of rock had been removed by Tuesday morning, less than 5% of the total targeted amount. Work started Sunday to remove dangerous rock pinnacles along a six-mile stretch of the river near Thebes, Illinois. Barge traffic is threatened because the river's water level is so low between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois. So far, crews are using excavating machinery to remove the pinnacles, described as six times harder than concrete. Belk says he expects explosives will be eventually used to help remove rock. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has appointed a longtime aide to oversee the administrative functions of state government. Nixon said today he was removing the acting preface from Doug Nelson's title and making him the permanent commissioner of administration. Nelson has served as the acting commissioner since last February. The Office of Administration oversees state budgeting, accounting, facilities, computer services, contracting, and personnel. Animal advocates are asking the Missouri Supreme Court to strike down a law that has allowed state licensing fees to be charged to animal shelters. An attorney representing animal shelters and the Humane Society of the United States said today that the state licensing fees are causing financial stress for some nonprofit shelters. Earlier this year, a Cole County judge rejected a suit claiming a 2010 law that ended a fee exemption for shelters was unconstitutional. The judge ruled the claim was moot because a 2011 law dealing with dog breeders repealed and reimposed the fees at a higher rate. Appeal documents filed this week asked the Supreme Court to overturn that decision. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuehlener.